Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Kind of the Super Bowl of politics, right? As you get through and you're kind of grinding and you kind of get that glaze about you, man, is it Absolutely. Almost over, but I got to finish strong.
Innovative.
You head into the green room and get that illegal coffee. That's what you got to go do.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The worst part was when I pulled through the checkpoint today, the security checkpoint, the guy says to me, "How's your night been?" And I'm like, "Dude, I just got up."
I'm on the front end, brother.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Family night tomorrow night in Green Bay. Tausch, for these guys who've been grinding now for 2 weeks, first of all, a milestone, right? You made it 2 weeks through camp. And then on top of that, let's be honest, some of these guys, this might be the only time they play on an NFL field.
Yeah, I think it's such a unique thing to Green Bay. I know other teams have tried to replicate it, but you know, there's a couple of different things. When you report to camp, you kind of start looking at things in blocks. You have for Green Bay players, it's the family night. It used to be a full-out scrimmage where it was a game and you kept score and there was live tackling, and then some injuries happened and the organization decided to go a different direction. But I think it's really cool for the fans. There's a lot of people that I think get an opportunity to go up there. It's not a crazy priced event where it's, you know, $150 to get a ticket. You get the fireworks. And I know from a player standpoint, especially as you got older, the fireworks are a big deal. So playing as you're a rookie and anybody else, that was for me when it was 2000, that was my first time on Lambeau Field was family night. We had a big contingent of people from Auburndale and central Wisconsin came down. So it always brings a smile to my face. And the fact that that's a great memory for me and for all these guys that are getting their first crack at it. You're right. You never know if you're going to make it into a preseason game or anything else. So anytime you get to step on the Lambeau Field and you get to play and you're trying to earn a spot, it's a special evening for everybody involved.
And bonus for families, you don't have to get your kids in snowsuits.
That's another win. Right? But I'll tell you this, and I don't know what the forecast is. I missed the forecast before. It always rains. For whatever reason, it feels like family night. There's always something that goes on. We had the big Brett Favre arriving and fans boo. I think once that happened, it almost set off like it's going to rain every year on family night. It doesn't matter if it's beautiful all day, but yeah, the weather's great. And again, what they do a great job of, it feels as game-like as it possibly could for a scrimmage. The parking lots are full. The brats are cooking, the beer is flowing, and then you get all of that, you get all the excitement, you got roll out the barrel. They make it as game-like as they can and then put on a whale of a fireworks show afterwards. So I think any fans that are kind of on the fence, should I go up there? I don't think anyone that has ever went up there, if you're looking at it just from, is my family going to be entertained? Are we going to have a great time? The football is not going to be the greatest. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But the event and everything else, it's a heck of an operation.
Weather actually looks good, Tausch. I mean, if it holds, it should be perfect.
Well, now it does. I'm telling you, Vinny. I'm telling you. Okay. There is something, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's cursed. I'm not going that far.
No, the Hall of Fame game, that's cursed.
That seems
they didn't finish that thing again yesterday.
I know. The players, especially veterans, if one of your alumni are going to make it into the Hall of Fame, everybody freaks out because, like, oh, blank. That means I'm going to have to go to Canton and play a fourth preseason game. So that thing for sure. But I'm telling you, we'll talk Monday, and I'll be curious if family night comes off without any rain. I'll be shocked. But maybe you and Ms. Nansky and the whole squad will be right about the forecast.
Hey, when do we start seeing the first cuts at camp, and how do you see anything shaking out that's of significance this early?
I don't think you'll see a ton outside of injuries. You won't see a ton this early, but It usually will happen, and the calendar's changed a little bit. It used to be they'd cut from 90 to 75. Now it's all one big swoop.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90, and then it goes down to 53. So I don't think you'll see a ton. You'll start seeing maybe some players get cut earlier that the Packers will have an interest in, and then they'll have to release somebody else. But right now you have about you get as a player on the bottom of the roster, you get a lot of opportunities because veterans aren't playing. You get to showcase yourself. So for Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, there's probably some guys that they've seen in practice that they've said, okay, I like how this guy looks. But tomorrow night is really that first look. How do they look? You'll always hear scouts say, how do they look under the lights? Everybody can do all McLean, all Hudson, where you're on the practice field. But then how does it happen when the lights come on? And tomorrow night will be that first look for a lot of these guys, and how you perform in that circumstance we'll tell you if you're going to get cut or if you're going to have a shot, sticking around on the practice squad or making the 53-man roster.
Channel 55 has it here in Milwaukee if you haven't gotten tickets, and it is sold out there at Lambeau Field. We'll keep an eye on the weather there, Tausch.
Yeah, I would be shocked if there's not some type of precipitation. It won't snow. Feel pretty
right.
good. That
Feel confident in that?
Snow.
Good.
I think there'll be some precipitation, though.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. See y'all.